This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dr. Phil Chan here. He is an associate professor of computer science here at Florida Tech, and he's here today to tell us about a super opportunity for your kids, a computer science summer camp. So, Phil, thanks for coming in. Tell us what the kids are going to do this summer.
All right, we have two different camps, and the first one is a little bit more fun, I guess, would be doing some animation. The goal is to try to help students or kids to learn a little bit more about computer science. And so there's a piece of software called Alice, which we can use to build animation, or you can think about storytelling, and then you have a bunch of characters you can choose to add and drop them into the environment, and they can do things, they can say things, they can jump, walk, whatever you like them to do. And so you build stories, and you have a bunch of structures they can choose from. You can build an island, you can build a house, you can build a school. So all kinds of components are there that you can use and create your own world, and then put some characters in there, and then they can do things.
That does sound like fun. So is it similar to a video game?
Kind of. You can make it like a movie, which is like an animation, which is non-interactive. You can make it a video game where you can program it such that when the user does something, then the character would jump or something.
What type of skills do the students need to have to come to this camp?
For the first one, we don't expect any prior skills. As long as they know how to use a computer, use a mouse, anyone can do that nowadays.
And then you have a second camp.
The second camp is a little bit more serious. We're going to use a kind of a real, what we call programming language, to tell the computer what to do. So instead of click and drop, now you have to kind of write it out, as in type it in. So you would need to kind of remember how to spell things and stuff like that. We'll help you with that, and how to compose sentences to basically provide instructions. And it will be in a language called Java, and that's real language that people use. For example, if you have an Android phone, the app is written in Java, and a lot of other applications are written in Java as well.
So what are the dates of the camp?
It's the last 2 weeks of in July, and if I remember correctly, it's July 16th, and starting July 16th and July 23rd.
So the first camp is the alpha camp, and the second one is the beta camp.
Yep.
All right, and kids could go to both of them if they wanted.
Yes, they could. And one more side note, that the second camp will require them to have at least some sort of programming experience, either from the alpha camp or somewhere else, because for a lot of students, it's a little bit of a learning curve. First camp is much easier because you just drag things in and drop things into the environment. Second one is a little bit more involved, where you have to kind of type, compose sentences. So we would like the students to have at least some experience to do some programming before. So.
Is there an age range that you would recommend for this camp?
We are looking for high school students, so entering high school, so 9 through 12.
And if they wanted to get more information, it's all on the web at camps.fit.edu. And you can register there, get all the forms you need, and find out all the details of who, what, where, and when.
Yes.
If your child is interested in computer science, this would be a great opportunity for them to learn some new skills and have some fun this summer. So thanks so much for coming in. And once again, that address is camps.fit.edu.
Thank you.
Thank you.